Welcome back to our latest episode of West Coast XC. I am your host, Ken Martinez. And if you are watching on YouTube, if you could please press on the subscribe button, that would be fantastic. If you're listening on Apple Podcast or on Spotify, there's a follow button you can select. That would be super duper helpful. In today's episode, we are going to be showcasing two high school programs, Santiago of Corona and La Mirada of Los Angeles County. And before I get into those two segments, I just want to do a little side note here that this weekend is Prefontaine's Classic, Pre's Classic. It's the 50th Pre's Classic. Sadly, 50 years ago in May, Steve Prefontaine died in a car crash. It's if you ever go to Eugene and go want to check out the Pre's Rock, it's not very far from Hayward Field. There's also across the river Prefontaine Trail where he ran, and it's an amazing set of trails that's on bark dust that they really maintain well. So there's a lot of things to remember Prefontaine by and with, and one of the things they do every year is they have a major Diamond League race, Invitational. It's the only one in the United States, and it happens every year. And I have been living in Oregon since the early 90s. I started teaching and coaching at Aloha High School in 1992. And I'm a super fan, you know, Steve Prefontaine. I'd read the Tom Jordan book. You know, I was just, you know, when the two movies came out, I watched both of them. I'm just a big Steve Prefontaine fan and geek. And what's really nice about living in Oregon, and if you're in cross country and track, you meet all these people. They have all these Prefontaine stories. Some are just, you know, simple ones like, hey, I was a undergrad at University of Oregon and I would look out my dorm and watch him race at Hayward Field. Or coaches that were coaching at the time in high school would see him at races too and would tell these really great stories. Then I would get kind of insider information. I got to know some of his teammates. They became coaches also. And then they would tell me kind of like the behind the scenes story of Steve Prefontaine. I met Steve Prefontaine's nephew, Michael Fleming. He is a coach also. And, you know, I would ask him all kinds of questions. I was just so fascinated and excited to know his nephew, Michael. And he would tell stories and call him Uncle Steve. That just was just amazing. He actually later introduced me to his mother, Netta, at a Prefontaine Classic. And then a kind of a fun little story. I taught at a low high school. Our bus would arrive after a track meet or cross country meet. And I would go through the school and I'd always see the night janitor, Jeff, the night custodian. And he was a cross country and track runner in high school at Corvallis High School. Always wanted to know how we did at the meets. And he would always tell me this great story that I loved hearing. He must have told me the story over 10 times, but I loved hearing it every single time. But he was at Corvallis High School when Steve Prefontaine set the national high school record in the 2 mile on a dirt track at just a regular high school invitational, not running with pros or with a pacer. He just was running against other Oregon high school runners. And so those are some of the cool stories that I was able to listen to as I've lived in Oregon for the last over 30 years about Prefontaine. I'm looking forward to the meet on Saturday. I will be taking pictures at the meet. So if you want to check out the gallery, please do so after the meet is over. If you're interested in watching it live, it's on NBC from 1 to 3. There's also races before 1 o'clock, so check it out and see where you can find them. Maybe it's on Runner Space. I should have researched that more. I think one of my later segments, I'll tell you. Maybe at the conclusion, I can tell you where you can find it if you want to watch it before 1. But all the big time races, the Diamond League races, are between 1 and 3 Pacific time on, because we're on the West Coast, is between 1 and 3 on NBC. Okay, in the next segment, I'm going to talk about the two high schools I went and saw and also talk a little bit about a high school that Todd saw too. So the next part, I want to talk about the high schools that I went and saw recently. And before I do that, I also want to talk about a high school that our friend Todd in the Bay Area saw last weekend. He went to Dublin High School. Dublin is in the East Bay of the San Francisco Bay Area. And Dublin's famous for putting on the Dublin Distance Fiesta every March, and so he went to their practice. And if you go to our website at westcoastxe.com, you can read about some of the things they do in the summer and some of the things they look forward to in the fall. And you can also look at some of the pictures of the run. And so that's Dublin High School. And then I went to two high schools recently. One is Santiago High School in Corona, and then La Mirada. And so I'm going to introduce Santiago High School right now and show you that segment, and then come back for La Mirada. So Santiago Corona is in Riverside County. It's about maybe an hour southeast of downtown Los Angeles, over the hill from Orange County. And Santiago's had some great success. The boys and girls team are both very strong. The girls in particular have had some big time success. The girls team made it to NXN in 2023. And then the girls individually made it to NXN. That would be Braylon Combe and Riley Blade made it as individuals in 2024. And both Braylon and Riley have had great success in track. Riley Blade won the 5,000 last weekend, about 10 days ago at the Nike Outdoor Nationals. Braylon Combe also led the Nike Outdoor Nationals, her team, to a 4x800 meter victory at Nike Outdoor Nationals. And Braylon Combe finished first in the 1600 at the California State Meet, and Riley finished second in the 3200. And so that gives you a little information about the strong program they have there at Santiago. And in this next segment, you'll hear from a coach, Ricardo Etheridge. He'll talk about the team, and you'll also hear from the athletes, and they'll talk about things they look forward to also. That's gonna be Charles, Lucas, Emily, and Taylor. And then if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, there'll be moments where there'll just be music for like 20 seconds. But if you're on YouTube, you're watching the athletes do a workout on a park nearby their high school, where they did like a whistle workout, like a tempo run, where Coach Etheridge would whistle and they would have to speed it up for a little bit and whistle, and they could relax and run easier. And so they kind of were on and off for a period of time, depending on their ability level, how many laps they made it around the park. The park was pretty hilly. It seemed like a pretty good workout. And so you'll see that also interspersed between the talking of Coach Etheridge and of the athletes. So here we go. Ricardo's going to talk to you first, and then you'll hear from the athletes. This is Santiago Corona. So I'm with Ricardo Etheridge, coach at Corona Santiago, Santiago Corona. And I'm going to ask you some questions about your summer. How often do you guys practice in the summer?
Well, we train 6 days a week.
And do you practice, like, I'm here at this park at 6:30. It's at 6:30 every morning, or does it change? Or
yeah, we try to get it done before the heat.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we go 6:30, 8:30 a.m. And it also allows the kids to be able to go home and enjoy their summer and, you know, the rest of their day. So we knock the workout out. We get it done early. And then they can just enjoy the rest of their day.
And do you guys do anything in the summer, like any camps or anything special that's unique in the summer?
Yeah, so the kids have their own special day where they do a Huntington Beach a day where the team gets together. It's not a Santiago-affiliated event, but the leaders of the team kind of organize, hey, we're going down to the beach. They're going to, you know, they take their food and their snacks and they play beach games and just have a team bonding day. And then also we do a Big Bear cross country camp that's through my track club, Speetacular Track Club. It's 1 week in Big Bear. And yeah, it's just an amazing experience for the kids. Lots of team bonding activities, and we do some double days and double runs and stuff like that. But it's an amazing experience, Big Bear building up there at altitude training.
And your girls' teammates, NXN, they won the 4x8 this weekend at Nike Outdoor Nationals. I'm here at 6:30 in the morning. Very good turnout. Kids are on time. So my question is, how do you build a culture here at Santiago?
Well, I think it comes from the very beginning when you have your parent athlete orientation, your kickoff meeting, so to speak, and just setting the tone and setting the standard and what the expectations are from the very beginning, and letting everybody know what's to be expected when you're a part of this program, when you're part of this team. The kids are expected to show up during the summer training. If you're on vacation, then you're expected to do your runs while you're on vacation. So when you get back, you're not just, you haven't just taken a week off of running. So the expectations and what we want is laid out before them in the very beginning. And so, and I explained to them, cross country is a voluntary sport. You're here because you really want to be, or, you know, pick another sport. You know, this cross country is not an easy sport. So if I can get people on board early in the beginning of the year, beginning of the season, beginning of the summer, showing up early in the mornings, you know, they're showing their dedication, they're showing their, you know, commitment, they're willing to sacrifice sleep. You know, a lot of these kids would like to sleep in the morning during their summer. They're getting up at, you know, 6 a.m. to be at practice by 6:25, so they're not late at 6:30. So it's just really about setting the expectation from the very beginning and having good leaders that show up and that are also going to be an extension of the coaches, you know, to teach the younger people, the younger runners, you know, what the coaches want, what our environment is supposed to be like, what our culture is supposed to be like. So I believe it's having the right assistant coaches in place, having the right captains in place, having the right leadership to help create that environment.
And then in the season, what are some traditions and things that Santiago looks forward to every fall?
Every fall?
Like in cross country, yeah. What do you look forward to?
Well, Big Bear Camp is one thing that they always look forward to. Mm-hmm. All the kids look forward to Big Bear Camp. The Woodbridge Invitational, the kids love that one. It's a great race for all levels, freshman, JV, varsity. And we've performed really well there over the past few years, even at the freshman level, the JV. If you look in the Woodbridge Invitational and you look at the results over the past few years, Santiago has always performed, you know, decently well in all those levels. And so that matters because it is a national showcase. You know, it's one of the biggest cross-country meets in the nation. We also look forward to Clovis Invitational, where we take our varsity team up there to Clovis. They get, you know, the opportunity to race on the state course and to kind of get familiar with, you know, what it's going to be like running at state and getting that in their heads and getting that vision already set. So those are some of the things that we look forward to in the fall. And then obviously, you know, competing for CIF championships and hopefully state championships.
Well, Coach, thanks for having us here today.
Thank you very much. You're always welcome.
So let's introduce each yourselves. This is the Santiago athletes. You are?
Charles.
Charles?
Emily.
Lucas.
Taylor.
Okay. So Charles, Lucas.
Emily
and Taylor. Okay. So I'm going to ask you, what are some fun things you guys like to do with the Santiago cross country team in the summer?
I like the pool workouts, honestly. After our, like, I think we ran, what was it, 6 miles yesterday?
Yeah.
Something like that. And then we just hopped in the pool and we got some cross training in. And that's probably one of my favorite things that we do.
Personally, I love the diverse workouts. If we can hit trails going up Skyline for miles and reach the Doppler, we could be doing sprints on grass or if you're doing hill repeats on the asphalt. I love the diversity of the workouts that we do, and it brings me joy doing them.
I think one of the funnest things we do is going to Big Bear Camp, because that's where we just do a lot of team bonding and just train and get better as a team. And it's just a really fun experience, and I think that everyone who goes has a lot of fun.
I really like the fun Fridays we do. Every once in a while, we'll kind of like mix in like games while we're still getting our run done. So it'll be like scavenger hunts or other fun games.
And then one other question. What are some fun traditions or meets that you guys look forward to when cross country season happens in September, October, and November?
I think for me, it's got to be Woodbridge. Woodbridge, just the energy, the environment. Just being able to show up with such a large team and actually perform just so well. That's the biggest event that I look forward to during the year.
But when you asked me that question, immediately Woodbridge. I mean, not even a question. I brought my camera too, taking pics of the team, rooting everyone on. That downhill where there's just hordes of people, it's just an adrenaline rush. I mean, my season PR. I plan a PR in there again. Easy, my favorite meet.
I think the best is Cool Breeze because it kind of like sets out the tone for the season and just like the lights and how it's like at night and things like that. I feel like it's just a fun environment and that's like my favorite race.
I would agree with Woodbridge. I think it's a really fun race and everyone's usually able to PR, get close to their PR. But I think another fun tradition we always do is just spaghetti dinners the night before our races. So our team will get together and our coach kind of like shares an inspirational story. And yeah, it's just a fun team bonding thing. Sometimes we'll do like spirit nights.
Well, I appreciate you guys being on. And is it Fins Up?
Fins
up. All right, go Santiago. Thank you.
In our next segment, I went to La Mirada High School, home of the Matadors. La Mirada is in the city of La Mirada. It is the southern part of Los Angeles County. It's not too far from the Orange County, Los Angeles County line off Interstate 5. Biola University is nearby there, just like on the other side of the school, actually. And I got there at 5:15 in the morning because they have summer school. A lot of kids take summer school classes at 8 o'clock, and I went to their stadium. That's brand new, field turf brand new, track brand new. It's a brand new facility. It's very impressive. And they did a warm up there, and then we went across the street, and they have a really nice park across the street that's hilly, and so the kids stayed on soft surfaces and ran loops there at the park. And when they came back, the head coach Monica Luna had Krispy Kreme for them as a reward. It was a Friday practice, and so that was fun. Speaking of Coach Luna, she wrote out all the things that they do in the summer and the fall. If you want to read that, I really encourage you to do that. Go to our website, westcoastxc.com, and read about her perspective on the team. Then towards the end of practice, I got to talk to four athletes. I got to talk to Amanda, Tristan, Ryan, and Marley about the team and what they look forward to in the summer and in the fall. And so let's watch that. And just like the Santiago version, you might, if you're listening and not watching, you'll hear music for a little bit because there's video of them running, but you'll get to hear from the kids.
Okay, I am here with the La Mirada Matadors. Go Matadors. Yeah. All right. Let's ask, what is your name?
I'm Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
I'm Tristan.
Tristan.
I'm Ryan.
Ryan.
And I'm Marley.
Hi, Marley. And we're going to start over here. What are some things you look forward to in the summer with the La Mirada Matador cross country team?
Things I look forward to during the summer is definitely the tradition, like the annual IHOP breakfast run. So it's like just a nice time, like we do a 3-mile run, and then after we end the run at IHOP, and it's like a whole team bonding thing. And then as well as the beach days, so like towards before we start school during the summer, we have like a run on the beach, and then we just spend the rest of the time on the beach, and it's so fun, and it's a way to like get to know everyone else and get closer together.
What I'm looking forward to is definitely the hill repeats. I really like hills a lot.
Is it the park that we just went to?
No, it's at Ralph Clark Park, which is up the street where we race.
Okay.
Another thing I'm looking forward to is the movie night.
Movie?
I really like the movie night, especially because we're there for like 3 hours, and we get snacks and food, and we're all just there chilling, relaxing together.
I agree with Amanda when she said about the IHOP run. That's always one of my favorites just because you just short run and then you just get to eat there and hang out with your friends. Also, we do, we're starting something new. We did it freshman year, but we're doing it again, the scavenger hunt. I didn't do it when I was there because I was vacation, but basically we go to different areas in La Mirada and we pick pick stuff out, and we have to get it back there first to the coach before anyone else. So I'm excited for that.
I really also love the IHOP run. And any other sweater run we do, sometimes we do boba runs. And I think the fellowship really makes the team feel whole. When you're not running and you get to hang out with your friends, it really makes the team more enjoyable.
Okay, and my next question is, what are some things, either traditions or meets that you look forward to? Practices, anything in the fall?
A meet I really look forward to during the fall is definitely Woodbridge. Woodbridge is like one of my all-time favorites. It's so long, and then like it's so nice to see like a lot of people running from like different areas of like across the world. And it's like really nice to see that, and it's like one of the most competitive races there is, so it's like really nice.
One of my favorite meets probably is Cool Breeze, because it's a night race and it's in the Pomona Fairplex. And one tradition I'm really excited for is the gift exchange later this year. That's going to be fun.
One of my favorite meets, well, we do it 3 times. It's our league meet at Ralph Clark. So we're super close, our school to it, so we just run there occasionally. And during Saturdays, we'll work out there and just train there. It's always fun because we know the area so well, so we get to go top the hill, watch people, like, cheer for people. And then also before, after races, we just hang out with each other there. So it's pretty fun. And we get to miss school, so.
I love the league meets. I think they're super fun because the park is really beautiful. And it's just really fun to hang out with your friends. And also, sometimes, even though the course is quite difficult, Mount SAC can be really fun afterward. Because there's just so many people and it's such a crazy environment. And I love it.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Go Matadors.
Yes. We'll see you.
I want to give a big shout out and thanks to Santiago Corona and from La Mirada of Los Angeles for inviting me to your practices. That's fantastic. I really enjoy coming to them. I'm coach for zillions of years, and so to go to practices and watch the coach do their thing and the athletes do their thing is just really fun for me, and it's fun to interact with the kids too. And I'm looking forward to other visits. You can look at the photo gallery on our website, westcoastxc.com, or you can go to our bio on Instagram, at westcoastxc. Speaking of our Instagram, we have a big thing that happened about a week ago. We got over 10,000 followers. That's such a great achievement. Thank you so much to our followers for that. And also, I want to give a shout-out to our photographers that help out, particularly Russell Moore up in Washington and Todd Takubu of California. They've really done some great work in the last year. They're really good photographers. And so I'm just so thankful for their help. And that really helped contribute to spreading our message out to Washington, all the way down to California. And so thanks for all your help, Russell and Todd. I mentioned earlier at the beginning of this episode that you could watch the Prefontaine Classic. You can watch it on NBC from 1 to 3, NBC and Peacock. And then from 10 to 1, it's USA Track and Field, USA TF TV. From 10 to 1, you can watch it before the meet starts. There's like the hammer throw, the 10,000. There's a couple other really great events that you will not see on NBC and Peacock from 1 to 3. So I would encourage you to do that. So thanks a lot for watching this week and listening. And until next week, remember that the West Coast is the best coast.